The Mishnah Kedushin and Daf Chaf Chafkas Meralis is called Mitzvah Haben Ala Av Anashim Chayavim VeNashim Gurus. Or Mitzvah Av and Haben Echad Anashim VeEchad Anashim Chayavim. The Mitzvah that's called Haben Ala Av, only men are Chayavim. If it's called Av Ala Ben, then both men and women are Chayavim in it. Okay. The Gemara. Quotes of Bryce said the Tanu Rabbanan, it's about 6-7 lines after the Gemara starts. The Tanu Rabbanan Ha'av Chayiv Ibno Lamola V'Lepdoso V'Lemotar V'Asiyu Isha V'Lamdo Omnos V'Yesha Ma'af La'ashita V'Mayim Teach Me How to Swim. Rabbi Yehuda says Kol Sheinu Malamin Ibno Omnos V'Lamdo Listis Listis Sakadai Tachel Kilum Lamdo Listis. You teach, you don't teach someone how to have a career. You teach someone how to have a job. So it's Kilu, you taught him how to steal because, you know, Hashtag, it belongs to any of the world. If you have any money, you have to figure out what it's doing. Then the Gemara says, "Lamolo minalan." How do you know that? The Pasuk says, Avraham as Yitzchak benau." That Avraham gives his son Yitzchak a bris. Vehechadelo malay avua mechay bebeidina lamalay dechsev imolachem kol zachar. And if, let's say, the father doesn't do bris milah, so then the backup level is based and has to do bris milah on him. Ve'echa de lo male be'dina mechai v'yu lo male nafshay t'chsev v'arol zachar lo yimol et b'sar lo. So, v'nichrasa, good. And therefore, if based and doesn't do it, then he himself has to do it to himself, yeah. He didn't discuss him in an article. Maybe she can't. That's the question, we get to the next line. Hold on, you're right, but Ihi minolan delo mechayve, how do you know she's not chayve? Dechsev kasher tiva oso elokim oso velo oso. But it says kasher tiva oso elokim, if a woman would not chayve. Now if a woman would do a bris, would it count? Would that be into the bris milah? So the tzipora would be a pretty good value that, yes. And there's another question, what did they, a goy would do a bris, would it count? That the baby was born muffled, is there anything he has to do? So these are really good questions. That's not what I want to focus on right now, but it's a worthwhile topic, and Chris Hashem, next time I have a son, maybe we'll work on the next area of questions. We'll say maybe 10 of them, Mrs. Meister, so saw that's one of the major questions to think about. We'll have to see exactly where that comes from, but we're not going to see that right now, but we want to think about it more after this. The Gemara says, how do you know women are puzzled in the midst of bris milah? The Gemara quotes a pasuk, says, the word says, oh, so. To learn how to make a drasha, oso, and not osa. Man, and not a woman who has this meal. Take a look at the Tosfos on the side of the page over there. Tosfos is a very, very famous Tosfos. Worthwhile to know. Vim Tomar, Lamali Kra, Tipuk Le de Mitzvah, Se Shadman Grama, Hu Shinimo Bishmini Lili Dost of Anasha Paturo. What's Tosfos' question? This is, it sounds like a classic example of Mitzvah, Se Shadman Grama. Because from days 1 through 7, you cannot perform the mitzvah. But as long as you cannot perform it from days 1 through 7, then what? Isn't that the definition of mitzvah sesei shadman grama? So why do you need a special deres hakasim of oso below osa? What happens to mitzvah sesei shadman grama? You don't even need to come on to the special deres hakasim. You have the background drasha, the background deres hakasim of oso below osa. So Yesh Lomar tells his answers as follows. Dikevan dimiyom hashmini vahala ain hefsik, therefore labs man grama. What does Tosfos say? Why is it not a mitzvah sesei shadman grama? By the way, methodologically, Tosfos could have done one of two things. Either he could have said it is a mitzvah sesei shadman grama, yet nonetheless we need the pasuk for whatever reason why. Right? In other words, the pasuk is a better source, it's a stronger source, it teaches me more than that. Right? One could have imagined, maybe one could have answered, you know, by suggesting that the hasty question, which is, a woman's pacha, but not only is she pacha, she's possible, maybe, you know what I'm saying? One could have taken that approach. That's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, rather, it's not a mitzvah to say, I'm sorry, it's not a mitzvah to say shazman grama, and therefore the pasuk is needed. Now, why is it not a mitzvah to say shazman grama according to Tosfos? Because what? Exactly. From the 8th until the end of world history, you can always do it until the baby's dead, until the woman's dead. I guess as long as they're alive, they can do it. And therefore, it's not a mitzvah to say shazman grama. Now, by the way, just to think about it for a second, what was the half meaning for Tosfos with the maskana? What changed? What changed in the habit of maskana?
The limitation in time is considered Bishop Mandana.
That's the habit of maskana.
That's the habit.
Correct. The maskana is?
Is that, no, only if there's a hefsek in between, or an end point, maybe. You could say.
Yeah, you did. Correct. I'll say a little better. The Havamin assumes that any time restraint would mandate it, would trigger the mitzvah of Tesha Zman Drama, i.e., even if it's only the beginning of Tchila Zman, even without a soap, Kemash Malan, a mitzvah of Tesha Zman Drama requires a Tchila Zman and a soap Zman. In other words, if it has a beginning time, which is a week from now or 8 days from now, that alone is insuffice to categorize it in the Tishat Mandam. It requires both a Hascholas of Man as well as a Sof's Man. And since it has no Sof's Man, not a Mitzvah of Tishat Mandam, therefore Osov lo Osagmi. Correct. That's what changes from the question to the answer, from the Habmi to Meska. Then Tosfos says, still there's a problem. Vim Tomer Akati. Akati means still. Mitzvah of Tishat Mandam, who? Dein Mullen Elabayom can eat the Paraka Ara. At the end of the day, really, it isn't a mitzvah to say Shazman Brahma, because why? You can only do Bris Mila during the day. Now, what changes from stage 2 of Tosfos to stage 3? What changed right from stage 1 with the Kasha, stage 2 with the original answer? We explain this, what changed from Shmuel, explain what changed from stage 1 to stage 2. Now, what changes from stage 3 with Tosfos no longer like his answer and Hadra Kushal Duchte almost? Wait up, it should be a mitzvah of Tesha Zman Drama because you can only do the Bris Mila by day. What changes now? Well,
whether it's like
general
time or
in
that time.
You're right, but sharpen the proper language. You got the right idea, but I want to have the proper Lumbishal language.
No, originally we didn't think that at night. We didn't take it into account night at all.
And now we do. Okay, why didn't we take? Why no? Why yet? Suppose it just didn't figure this halacha? Maybe. Probably better, yeah?
The mitzvah is on the day.
That stage 2 and therefore is long, and therefore the mitzvah is continuous from the 8 until forever.
Right.
But the mitzvah is to live the status of Maho. I'm not sure the mitzvah is the Maisa mitzvah. Maybe, but it's either. You can call it the Shad Man Grama. But she. Maybe. I want to keep going that way. I have a totally different one. I wonder if you could say that. I require a little more thought. I'll accept it for now, but not without, in other words, it's a little bit funny. Number one, because there's a chotzah on the woman. She has to create the chotzah for her son. She has to create a great situation. Maybe, where her son has to put this chotzah on the mother. Maybe. If the will know that this is a mice, and everything, I see by the fact that she can only do it by day, this must be a mice, not a chotzah. Maybe. That's interesting. Okay, that's a possibility. I think we also know what
she is. First of all, says that there's no time to change it, you can do it at any time. And other thing that you can't do it at any time, you can't do it at night.
But beforehand, talks about you could do it at night?
No, instead of you can do it any day, things that there's no time to change it. But now that since the season is changing, you can
day and night?
Day and night.
But an earlier on, he did know the decision of day and night, or just didn't care about it?
He didn't care.
So what changed? Why did he care? Why not? Did he not care?
He still did it the next day. That's what the question is.
But at the end of the day, you can't do it at night. There's not a mitzvah of Man Rama. If you can only do it by day and not by night, there's a great time you can't do it. What was the Havamin thinking? What was stage 2 thinking? Yeah?
He disregarded the hefsek as long as you can do it the next day. But one
now you go the same way, yeah?
Change the meaning of mitzvah of Man
Rama. Oh, how so?
It's no longer a matter of time of a day. You can do it.
I don't know, you're a step closer, which Stefan didn't say well enough. The question is, does mitzvah of Teshuvah Zman Drama depend upon the chiyuv or the opportunity for chiyuv? In other words, you are always chayuv in the mitzvah from the second you turn day 8 until the day you die. You're chayuv in Bris Mila. That's what stage 2 takes into account, the fact that you are chayuv in Bris Mila, and that chiyuv is everlasting. That chiyuv continues from day 8 for all of history. Kimash Malan, mitzvah of Teshuvah Zman Drama, doesn't depend upon the chiyuv, but depends upon the chiyuv. You can only actually perform it when? By day. And mitzvah satei shazman gram is not when is the chiyuv triggered by zman, but rather is the capacity for chiyuv triggered by zman. Can you actually do it then? I think that may be what's going on in Tosfos. Well, in any event, it's worthwhile to think about what the Green suggests, Phil, that Maisa Totsa is a fantastic thought, especially because that's like a Machlokas Rishonim and Achronim and many, many, we discussed it already last week, spoke about Bris Mila when I had my son. So here's a chance to, it's a fascinating question. Is the mitzvah to do the Bris or to have him live a life as a Mahu? In any event, that's could be, but I'd like to suggest that. And then Tosfos gives a loop shot, which is, the Yesh Lomar, no, it's not a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama again. The Isya command to Amr Hasan, the Mila Shalom is Manano Hag and Bema Yom Bema Lel. Tosis is so bothered by this fashion, he says, Enochinami. There's a machlokis tanoim if you can do the Bris Mila Balaila. And if you cannot do it Balaila, like how we pass it, then what's the real reason? It is the mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. And that's the real reason why we're going to watch it. That's the Chachomi. Rabbi Shimon, who believes that you can do a bris, bein by yom, bein by laila, this gemara must go leave with the Rebbe Shimon. Now, with those things, the kasha is such a big kasha, einachinami, it's really true, that if you can do bris mila only by day and not by night, like the chacham is half the whole, like how he passed it, so then the gemara makes no sense. Therefore, our gemara must go leave with the man d'amr, Rebbe Shimon. The isa command d'amr hasam, the gemara over there in Yivamas, the mila shalom is man no hagi, bein by yom, bein by laila, this gemara must go like Rebbe Shimon. Or in other words, according to Tosfos, according to Rabbi Shimon, who believes it's not a mitzvah, it's not going to have a derech hakav. But according to the Chachamim, the majority opinion, it is an example of a mitzvah. Okay, that's just a Tosfos. All the Rishonim have a different character to this fashion. Yeah.
Couldn't it go either way depending on the
difference? Correct. The Tosfos apparently, at least in this stage in the game, is convinced that mitzvah is not grama. It depends upon the kiyum, or the way we learn, it depends upon the ma'isa. In which case you cannot do it at night, therefore it's a major problem. And he goes, there's no answer to that, Kasha. It really is, it's a true point. It must be that the Gemara goes according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a leader of Rabbi Shimon. Okay. The Ritva and Ramban and others show them a separate answer. They suggest the following. They say like this. Tema lamali kra tepukwe, daha mitzvah teshad man ramahi, de Kasha, the mila bayom lo balayla v'nashim peturos. What's a little bit different over here according to the Ritva? He builds into the kasha that Mila is only by Yom and lo balayla, therefore it should be a mitzvah sateshah man grama. In other words, the way Tosfos had phrased the kasha was, it starts on day 8 and onwards. According to the Ritva phrase the kasha, it's by Yom and not balayla. Tosfos, the Ritva is cutting right to the chase. Even if he doesn't have all these stages along the way, he cuts right to the chase and says, hey, what about by Yom and lo balayla? Equal a memory of a carrot. The husband of a mitzvah, the nasha. Of al hach of a mitzvah, the denah, have a means of the mechayiv. But the logarmi based in the mechayiv of the malev. Well, the husband is rich, pro, the mitzvah, the chsib, o so, below, o so. What's the rich, the carrot? The mitzvah explains, the pshat is that bris mila is not really a mitzvah on the woman. She's not doing a bris mila to herself for halachic and biological reasons. She's doing a bris mila to her son. And therefore, since the mitzvah is on her son, potentially one would think, what? She'd be chayav. Because mitzvah hatei shadman graman is limited to mitzvahs that are for her, i.e., she looks up a lulav, she puts on tefillin, she wears tzitzit, she sits in a sofa, she blows shofar, she says kriya shema. Woman of Pesach Molo, six mitzvahs got the mitzvahs hatei shadman graman, it's for herself. But bris mila is totally different, it's for her son. And once it's for her son, no longer can you extend the principle of mitzvah sateh shazman grama. And therefore, you need a pasuk to come along and do what? Teach us. No? Yeah. Now the question becomes, why does the pasuk learn like this? What are the assumptions to the Shita's HaRitva? And why do, let's say, for example, pasuk not learn this way? Before I can tell you that, I'll just tell you one last Shita. That of the pasuk is Rid. In a second. We'll go back to the risk from one of the assumptions, what his assumptions are, and you know, why people would disagree. The third sheet is that of the Tosfos. The Tosfos Rid writes that it's not a mitzvah to say that man grama, because the father is osik in the mitzvah from the second the baby's born until the bris mila itself. He's busy, he's doing it, he's working, he's preparing the knife, he's preparing, he's taking lessons. I don't know what he's doing. but he's constantly involved in the mitzvah. I can read his lashon over here. I don't have some good with that, so I wonder.
Therefore what?
What?
Therefore what?
Therefore it's not bayom. It's bayom. In other words, therefore it's not a mitzvah to say shat na drama. Why? Because the father's constantly involved in this mitzvah. How is it? In other words, elavada. What is it? Hang on. Aval ha'av shetivo ha'bor l'tasek b'milat b'no. Ha'esek ahu ein lo's man. Shebein b'yom u'bein b'layla yitrach v'yachin sarche milat b'no. Hilka ilav osa we wouldn't have it. In other words, what's the Tosin's root thing? It's unbelievable. What?
Being prepared for the mitzvah.
Being, yeah, preparing for the mitzvah makes it a... Yeah, which is a little bit surprising. Before we get back to the ritual, I'll just point out a couple interesting things from Tosfos Brit. Two interesting things might come out. Number one is that the Hechsher mitzvah, the preparation, is what? Either it's a chenlev mitzvah, which could be, I think, analyze more, or it's not a chenlev mitzvah completely, but it also triggers the din of mitzvah tzeish as man grum. Then we're either the chelik of mitzvah, and then needless to say, it triggers the din of mitzvah tzeish as man grum, the chelik of mitzvah, or even if it's not a real chelik of mitzvah, still somehow mitzvah tzeish as man grum, that depends upon the mitzvah per se, but even the hechsher. One of the two interesting conditions come out over there. Number two, what about the Bayom below the Lila problem? You're only prepared for the Bris Mila when? Before the Bris. But if you don't do the Bris day 8, you can only perform it 9, 10, 11 days, those days during the day, not by night, which was exactly post to Kasha, which had, stage 3, which had triggered him to fall back into In Hachinani, or forward the second condition of the Bris, is that the Mitzvah Tesha Nan Rama does not depend upon the Kiyum, but rather the Kiyum. No, not the Kiyum, but the Kiyum.
Why did he tell me like that?
Because, in other words, again, folks, I think, that, let's look at another point about that. Look at this word again. I'll tell you the point I wanted to make, and I'll tell you why I'm not sure it's really true, but I'll get back to the result. Again, the point I wanted to make is, he does, in other words, his Tosfos Brit is only really answering up from the day that he was born until day 8. He doesn't deal with 9 by yom and not by life. So one may conclude from there that he's not bothered by that last kasha code, because he believes this position is not going to depend upon the chiyuv, not the chiyuv. As long as the chiyuv is continuous, it's not this position is not going to, even though he was mechanic by day. The fact that he was mechanic by day, not by night, is totally irrelevant to him, because it's the chiyuv that he cares about. Although, I have to look at Tosfos Brit again, the maybe something that might remind me that it could be the answer, he said something about it being a day, not a date. In other words, the date on the calendar, a date of the week, then the day is on the position I'm going. Now, I'm not sure if it does that to solve this problem of day 8 and on, or if it's a second text. I don't remember that. So I'm not sure if the second condition is true, but at least the first condition is that, the first point is true, that Hashem is a part of the mitzvah. Or Mrs. Tisha Nan Rama, how do you deal with the day 8 and on problem? You may learn, you may hold it, say, Mrs. Tisha Nan Rama depends upon the Kiyam, not the Kiyam, although I remember in my mind, I didn't look it up this morning about these apologies. So it's with me saying that it's not a problem because day 8, in other words, day 9, that If it's on the day, on the calendar, maybe a second time, I'm not sure. If the second conclusion I give to Tosfos Brit is right or not, the first one is definitely an interesting one. And what I want to do is think back to the Ritva. What's the Ritva's thought process, and why do the other Rishonim learn like the Ritva? In other words, the Tosfos Brit seems to be saying a big Kiddush. I can see why people would want to learn like Tosfos Brit. And it might have been part of the Hechsher. Hechsher might have been part of the Mitzvah. But even if it isn't part of the mitzvah, you wouldn't necessarily carry it over to the station on drum, because that's a big finish of the thing. I can see why they're doing this. But the reason seems to make a lot of sense. What are the underlying assumptions of the sheep have written about, and why would at least Tosfos not learn? But I think Tosfos is not Tosfos Brit as well. But especially Tosfos, I know better in what are the underlying assumptions of the sheep have written about, and which one of these are these views? Yeah?
The mitzvah is on the chetzer, on the baby.
Yeah.
And it's,
number one is, who is the mitzvah of Brit Milah on? Is it on the parent or is it on the child? Right? Maybe one could argue the mitzvah on the father to do a Brit Milah for his son. Right, hang on a second. Well, alternatively, one can argue that the mitzvah is on the son. However, the son is only 8 days old and physically, halachically, completely incapable, enabled. He's not handicapped, but he's totally disabled from being able to do this mitzvah. He's incapable to do it. Therefore, because he cannot do it, the mela, who does it fall on? Right. Fundamentally, is it on the father or the son according to the ritual Korah? What? It's on the son. Number one. And number two is, therefore, what? Therefore, not shy to talk about Mitzvah Saseh Shehazman Ram. You got that? In other words, since the Chiv is really on the son, it's totally not shy to talk about what?
Yeah.
Now, if I wanted to figure out where the Rishonim disagree, they could even disagree on one or two assumptions. Either they could say, really, the Mitzvah is on the father. And if it's on the father, therefore what? You can't begin to talk about the mitzvahs having it being on the son, because it's on the father to claim the mitzvah. Or one could say, Ein hachinami. The mitzvah is on the son, but still, what? Still, mitzvah saseh shehazman grama is shayach. And therefore, one can really argue either way. Let me take a quick round of questions. Those of you who are holding, following, think about post close and close is really if you can figure out which assumption they're disagreeing with. Yeah.
But if it was really a clear one of the sun, then why wouldn't you argue that there's no way that he couldn't do it?
Why would they? They've chosen to put every, the Torah puts everything on mitzvah on you. It just happens to be, if you can't do it, the Torah either forgives you, pardons you, for example, other way to get it done.
But the view is no way that you can't possibly get it done.
At this stage of life. Lamashal. The Gemara had written, his father doesn't do it, he does it. Basically, doesn't do it, you do it.
Yes.
Where does that you come from? I'm clear. Or we'll see where it makes a difference. Let's say you turn 13 years old, and your father now wants to do the bris to you, and you want to do the bris to yourself. Who has priority? Interesting question. So what? We'll see. Hold on for a second. But I could imagine even possibility. And I'll show you in a second how I think it's actually not focused to be shown. But at least conception, I can imagine. The mission is not on her, it's on the kid. And therefore, the mission of the is not shy. How is it not on her? Because it's on the son. That's what the Christians are saying. But I'll show you more examples in a minute. Whoa.
Yeah, I think we'll say that they and they kind of think that they're saying that the women put their on top of them don't, which is the day they kind of thing.
Could be that the day of the week versus, in other words, day of the week and date, maybe in the same category, while for some kind of day on the calendar, it's an 8 day different event. I think that's different. But I don't want to go too far into that because I have to look at this before I talk to Felton in that. I don't think that's wrong. Yeah. Hold on.
Is the mitzvah that it has to be done to the ben, or is this first assumption that the mitzvah that the ben has to do?
That's really a question. If the son has to do it, but he can't, so it gets by default goes to the father, or the Meiros should go to the father.
No, I mean, if it has to be done, it's not necessarily on the father. It's not given upon the father.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure the answer to the question. I don't know. There's more. Is mitzvah to do it or have it get done? That's like Matthew comes up. We spoke about it already. That's what Green had mentioned. You know, many Nafis that, I don't know, I'm sure the shoe will be. I'm sure the Nafis that shall have it. How he does that, we'll figure it out. One could actually imagine there's two chiyuvim that have not taken the same mitzvah by the spot. Counts for his mila two mitzvahs, 611 others. One is mila for the son, one is mila for the father. He's actually the spot has two mitzvahs. We'll think about that a little later on. But according to this, what I suggest is that the mitzvah of the least mitzvah of the son, Read what you want to say?
Correct.
According to Trump's supposed rib, he clearly disagrees and thinks this is not a father. How do you think that's supposed to be? Exactly, because listen to the Russian, the father's oath they commit for Yom HaMalayla preparation for it. The fact that he's preparing is a mitzvah to match it. But what else is he supposed to be? That the mitzvah is on the father, because the father is the one who is preparing. But Tosfos, could he make any conclusion at all? The fact that the mitzvah has chinuch yet. It's very sharp view. The mitzvah has chinuch makes him Tosfos. The other part of the mitzvah has been talking about the damage. I think it's just a sharp view. The mitzvah is sharp. The less how sharp the mitzvah is going to be. I thought it was sharp. He says his father. You remember Tosfos in Kasha, Tosfos says, just go to the Tosfos again. In other words, Vim Tomar, Lamandam, Lamali Kra, typically the mention says, Ma'am Gramu, the Nemo Bashmini Ledas, Vinashim Tur, the Yishlam, and it came to be Yom Hashmini Bahala, Ain Hefsik, Lav Ma'am Gramu. When does the mitzvah start? Day, right? When does the mitzvah continue? When does the mitzvah go until? Correct. When does it not go until? Year 13. Meaning, one could have argued the mitzvah starts at day 8 and continues until the kid is 13 years old. Once he's 13 years old, then what?
No longer the father.
That's not the end point of the mitzvah. So the mitzvah carries on past it eternally.
And therefore
what? I wrote this all, but I didn't put it right anyway. In other words, the mitzvah starts at day 8 and carries on forever. If that's the case, now if it has to be on one person, it went through. It can't be that it starts on one person and switches to somebody else. If it would be on the father, and then it would revert to the son at age 13, then that would be considered a mitzvah of Peshas Man Rama. It's just a very long Sukkot would be an 8-day holiday, right? Rosh would be a 1-day holiday, a 1-day Zman, and mitzvah of Peshas Man Rama would be 12 years minus 7 days, or 13 years minus 8 days, rather. Must be that's not the Peshat of the Mincha Chinuch, and rather who's the mitzvah on? If you see the mitzvah on the father as well, there's the mitzvah chinuch that Tosfos agrees with. The Tosfos rib, and the Chora, both of the Mishonim disagree with the ritva. One before, but the mitzvah is on the father and not on the son. And it could be it's not locus as to how to interpret why Oso below Oso is not needed. Again, Tosfos disagrees with the ritva, the mitzvah is on the father. He disagrees with Tosfos rib, you know, something different about Hechsher or whatever it is, and therefore draws the conclusion that there's no good heritage for the Gemara, and that it must be with Rabbi Shimon, but his machlok is written by Chachmei Ashkenaz, Chachmei Sephardi, his father Ramban versus Tosfos rib, may very well depend upon this machlok as to whether or not the mitzvah is on the father or the son. The truth is, this chakir is developed by many of the Achronim, the Kurkhanda has a discussion about the Minchas Chinuch has a discussion, the Minchas Chinuch has several nafkaminis to it. Let's go through a few of the other nafkaminis in Shas. You know, the Minchas Chinuch nafkaminis are very short and clear to the point. For example, there's a halacha that if I steal a mitzvah from you, I owe you 10 yehub. $10, we'll call it. So let's say the boy's 13 years old, and a third party steals the mitzvah. Who does he have to pay the money to, the father or the son? What's the answer? Depends who the mitzvah is on. If the mitzvah is on the father, he has to pay the father. If the mitzvah is on the son, he has to pay the son. The Minchas Chinuch has a few other cute nafkamins like that as well. There's a halacha that the mechuyav b'davar has priorities. Let's say the father is ours to the bris, the son is ours to the bris. Who has halachic priority? The father, if the mitzvah is on him. The son, if the mitzvah is on him. Depends who the mitzvah is. And then the Minchas Chinuch, there are a couple really cute nafkamins that really show the difference. The Minchas Chinuch is actually medayik from Tosfos this way. He's actually medayik from the Sefer HaChinuch the other way, which is actually kind of nice because the Sefer HaChinuch is the Talmud from Bad Moral Chachmei Sfar. So, you know, it could be that the Sefer HaChinuch would go this way as well, but it's not bad. What's it, Lashon? The Lashon, the Minchas Chinuch is medayik from the Sefer HaChinuch. I forgot to bring it. He says, "Amin, tell us HaMitzvah." First, I mean, he tells mitzvahs lamula as a man. First, father, then it's somebody else. But it sounds like, who is the mitzvah really, the minchah chenek makes a deal, the sefer chenek makes a deal that it's not like so close, that it's mitzvahs on the son. Which sounds like, I guess mitzvahs, like Mimu tell us what Kayemet and Mitzvah to know or something like that, some Russian like that. In other words, like who is the mitzvah mutar on? Which doesn't like who's chayim in it, but versus the father that is based in, and anyone else, but it sounds really fundamental. This is on the son, this question is who is the one who's gonna actually trigger the mitzvah to do it, opposed to who's actually what's it called. And by the way, if you think about it textually, going back to the sugya in Kiddushin, before we go to a few more nafkaminas, if you look back, look at the what's it called? Look at the way the Mishnah has says it. Kol mitzvah ha-ben al ha'av. What does it sound like? Kol mitzvah ha-ben al ha'av. Yeah, it sounds like the mitzvah on the son that the father just does. But the brisa is ha'av chayiv b'vno lamula. What does that sound like? Yeah, the father. And this tension may already stem back to the way the different presentation. One may even argue, Machlok is the brisa versus the Mishnah. Not just the Machlok is the Shonim. But the textual tension definitely goes back, and one may be Lavdavka, here's the Mishnah, this one's Lavdavka, this one's now Lavdavka, but the tension goes back textually to the Braisa and the Mishnah, one may even argue from Machloket, the Braisa versus the Mishnah. Furthermore, just taking it back a little bit as well, what's the Pasuk? So the truth is the Yerushalmi has a different Makor. What's the source that we have over here? That teaches you what? Vayimol Avram is Yitzchak b'nah. What does that teach me? It's on the father. From where? Vayimol Avram is Yitzchak b'nah. What does that sound like? What? Yeah. In other words, I think it could be. Vayom Hashmini. The Yerushalmi has a different verse. The Yerushalmi says Vayom Hashmini Mokosar Arlasav. They learn out. Who's going to do it? The father. In other words, the Yerushalmi clearly puts emphasis on the son. If you mow b'sar arlos, you got to do it yourself, then your father can help you with it. According to the Bavli, one may argue, no, it's technically, don't read too much into the different pasuk. You know, they just found the better pasuk, but fundamentally it's not really different. Or the way that Baal HaTanya writes, the Alter Rebbe Milubavitch, Shneur Zalman, Melida, and he wrote a paper called Chidushim and Biurim. I never heard of it, but I found a quote in this paper called the Aperet Yaakov. There's a friend of mine, David Gali, who wrote the paper, and he's telling him why you bought it. He quotes this Chidushin of Biurim for the Alter Rebbe Milubavitch, and he thought this machlokas and the Psukim was a machlokas, the Bavli and Rishalmi, the same as the machlokas we've shown him. At least that's what the Alter Rebbe Milubavitch thought. And this machlokas, who is mitzvah on the father fundamentally, or on the son fundamentally, but technically on the father, may go back to the Hezbollah Psukim. And again, every good sugya has three parts to it. When you do this, it's a great thing. Number one is the core, what's the source of it? Number two is the opening, the nature of it. Number three is that, the nafkaminas. This is, how do I know it? And depending on which pasuk I learn, may trigger what its nature is, what the din is all about, what its essence is. I want to know what its essence is, I should have all sorts of nafkaminas. Halachic differences, like the nafkaminas in Mishnah, and Mishnah mentioned, and other ramifications, like why it's not a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama, the Ritva versus the Chachmei Tosfos. Okay, let's take a quick round of questions, and then we'll see where that takes us. One second. Yeah. This we said it's Mashma the Lashon the Ritva, it's very much Mashma the Lashon the Ritva, very much Mashma the Lashon the Tosfos Rit, and the Tosfos. Yeah.
Now,
there
was a name
on the
I remember that if you have the lips, you can't do it.
No, the principle is that if you, in other words, if let's say a woman's not chayiv in shofar, she can't blow a shofar for somebody else. If she's not chayiv in, I don't know what, whatever mitzvah, let's just say she's not chayiv in havdalah, that's not so kosher. She may be chayiv in havdalah, but if she's not chayiv in havdalah, she couldn't be motzi men. But I think it's being mechuyav. Okay. There's an interesting rush, yeah.
Did we say that according to Mr.
Sivan Droma, it's about Kiyom and Kiyom? And if so,
then
you're going to
the second assumption?
He made this with both, but at least agreed to the first.
I mean, the first is all about Kiyom, who's the Kiyom? And this is finding the time by when you have the freedom to do it, not when you're able to do it. The second one is about when you're able to do it.
Even though the mitzvah is on the sun, still you would say that a woman comes across that mitzvah is such as man's
rama. Do you want to say that?
The question that we can't answer is not about the field of the
field. That's definitely true. So why is that relevant over here?
Because here, the reason you read this is the ritual we're saying is because of when someone is healed. That it has a beginning and an end when
you
have
a chiyuv,
but not when you have
a chiyuv. And the chiyuv begins. No, it's
that.
It's about the
chiyuv
also.
Yeah, I'm saying
about the chiyuv and not the chiyuv. Yeah, Ein Hachinami. The Minchas Chinuch is making his deal from stage 2 in Tosfos. Ein Hachinami. That's 100% correct. Right. Okay. Correct. But Mr. Summon, that doesn't change even in stage 3. I guess that's the point. Okay, there's an interesting Rush in Chulin. The Rush says, like this. Is that again? Yeah. The Rush has a quote name of Rabbeinu Tam in the Mesechta Chulin, Parag Vav Simin Ches. That when the father, the heichan, the ha'av, bikesh, mehamol echad, lamul b'no, mekideh mol sheni, umolol. Now look at the father says to the mol, I want you to come do bris milah to my son. And the second mol goes ahead and does it himself. Shein mol ha'echad, yachul tvo, yutzuhuv mi mol sheni. In other words, the second mol did the bris milah for the first guy. He should be able to say, hey, give me my 10 zuhuvim, because he stole him. It's a frabbi paskin, the rush, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, no, that's not the case. The his, in other words, what's his far? Shekevan Shaha'av lo mol oso hachiyu ramya akol Yisrael. Once the father is not doing bris milah, no longer does it, is it on this particular mo'o, but rather it's on Klal Yisrael, most likely represented by Beis Din. And therefore, if one mo'o takes, the second mo'o takes the first mo'o's job, he doesn't have to pay him money. And therefore, imkein ein ha'mo'o ha'echad z'chus n'yuchem z'milos ha'vlad al-bib ha'kosha sa'av. That's the sheet of the Tanakh, the Rush quote. So what the Chora conclusion is, an interesting conclusion do you see from here?
He's trying to say it's more by degrees or the first
step. Before you get that step before that, the Shach draws an interesting view. The Shach and Choshen, Mishpat, Simon, Kuf, I'm sorry, Shin, Pei, Dalit, and Kut, and Dalit, draws a conclusion from here that the Rush, or the Tanakh, believe that there is no Shlichus. That this means. How do you see why not? Because if the father made the first one a shliach, and the second one maybe he's stealing a mitzvah from him. Rather, that's not the case. It's not the case that the father made the first one a shliach, but rather there is no shlichus by bris milah. The Ura Zarua makes a similar type of point. The Ura Zarua writes that if the father himself is a moel, then it's also for him to have anyone else do the bris milah, except for himself. In other words, if the father's a moel, he himself has to do it, which many Achron draw one conclusion from, which is that there's no shlichus. In other words, don't make a shlich if you can do it yourself. I would say further, that maybe the mitzvah is not only you see that there's no mitzvah of shlich, the mitzvah is actually the mice mitzvah, not the totsah, because anyone can, as long as you ensure that the totsah is, the mitzvah is not just ensuring that a bris milah is done, but actually doing it yourself. L'chor, there's a second conclusion to draw from the words I wrote, which is the mitzvah is to do the bris milah yourself, and not just have it done. And to this, the Ramach, the Maharach, or the Rosh, his son, like, what are you talking about? The mitzvah is not to do it, the mitzvah is to have it done, and he brings the right from David HaMelech in the mikvah. This looks like a lesson, right? David HaMelech went to the mikvah, he had no tefillin, he had no tzitzis, he had no mezuzah, he was disappointed, because, oh, I have a bris milah. Maharach, the Rosh says, you see from here, that the mitzvah is not the maisa, because there was no mole in the bathtub with him, there was no mole in the mikvah with him, there was no mole in the, bathtub with him, but rather what? He was doing it himself. He was living a status as mahul, and therefore this means. In any event, that's the sheet of the shach. Many rishonim disagree. For example, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, they pass in that the av makes the bracha of shechiyon. Okay. In other words, Even if someone else does the bris milah, the hatzlo makes the bracha shechem. For example, yesterday when I had my son's bris, Akiva's bris, so my moel, Kaz's his uncle, Daniel Kaz, did the bris milah, he did the cutting, and I made the bracha of shechem. So the Gra explains that what's the reason why? Even the father doesn't do the mice of the foel, since the moel was his shliach, and shliach shalom kimo, so therefore the father can make the bracha, not of al hamilah, because that is happening on the physical mice, but he can make the bracha of lach yisov avris or shalom navinu nonetheless. And Chechyan. Or in other words, it's a machlokas he's shown you. Which is definitely the case as to whether or not there is such a thing as shlichos by bris milah. So the question some of the mafarshim ask is, which makes more sense? There should or should not be shlichos by bris milah?
But
I would assume yes. Why not? Why not? Why would there be no shlichos by bris milah? There's shlichos by many mitzvahs. So some say it depends on when you say shlichos and when you don't say shlichos. You can talk to it and others. Maybe it's not mitzvah shemaguf. Have to work that out somehow. There's a Ketzos who writes an unbelievable thing that you don't say shlichos. In other words, you do say shlichos, but sometimes shlichos doesn't help. For example, tefillin. If I would go shmuel, put on tefillin and biyotin, say biyotin for me. So the actual wrapping up shlichos is the actual mice. The wrapping up that shmuel does is half of shlichos. But the end of it, it's going on his body, not mine. Because the tefillin is a totsub, it's just to have them on your body. It's not to wrapping them up, it's the mitzvah. It's to have them on your body, says the Ketzos. And if that's the case, it's as if I walk into an old age, I'm going to have to help the man wrap up his tefillin. At the end of the day, it's on his body. So Shmuel my shliach, it's on his body. Maybe one could argue over here, similar to tefillin, that the bris milah is not the totsav. I'm sure that it gets up, it's the maisav doing it, and therefore there is no shlichus. This would work very well with the, or is a rule, who believes the mitzvah is the maisav. In any event, that's one suggestion. There is another suggestion at that point in half, which is, well, why would there be no shlichus over here? Maybe what could one suggest? Correct. If the mitzvah is on the father, then of course the father can make a shliach. Why? Like any other mitzvah. However, if the mitzvah is on the son, you know what it's entailed? You can't have a cotton be making a shliach. The cotton doesn't have to do it. No, a cotton can't be monash shliach. If that's the case, maybe one can argue there's no shliach over here. That may be the svara for the Ur Zaruah, that the mitzvah is on the cotton. If that's correct, it's a really interesting machlokas, which may work out l'shitasa. There's a minhag, not a mitzvah, but a minhag that one has to remove never from the baby dies between the time he's born. And the bris milah, we do the bris milah anyway. We cut off the orla nonetheless before we bury it. So it's not a mitzvah, it's just a minhag. So the Ur Zaruah explains what's the reason why it's not a mitzvah, it's just a minhag. He writes, Kevan de Mesa Adam, Nasa Chokshimi Mitzvah. That the baby's dead, and therefore what? Part of the mitzvah. The Sefer HaEshkol has a different lashon. His lashon is, it's no longer an arla, because an arla requires a live baby. What might this machlokas depend on? What? Yeah. No? If it's on the father or the son. If the mitzvah is on the son, once the son's dead, he's part of a mitzvah. He's a mace. And Kevin the mace, Adam, not the chakshim mitzvah. He's a dead person. He's not chayiv mitzvah. Once the son is dead, he's no longer chayav. So it's just a minhag, not a mitzvah. According to the Eshkol, if the mitzvah is on the father, the mitzvah may theoretically still count, except for the fact that it's not a halachic arla because it's dead. I gotta finish up, so give me 30 more seconds to finish up. Give me 30 more seconds to finish. I want to finish up so we can go down to the base medrash. I know that the sikha going on. I think it's going to be the sikha. No, I'm going to finish up anyway. There's an interesting sheet of the Chacham Tzvi that I saw quoted by Taras Yaakov. It's a very nice speech written up on this. The Ateras Yaakov quotes a Chacham Tzvi, who says that the father doesn't want to do the bris milah. So, secondly, the next person who gets priority is an older brother. So that's going to go to town. Where did it come from? Where did it make this up? In the paper that Rabbi Yosef Engel writes, the Mahari Engel wrote it. Rabbi Yosef Engel. Anyway, he writes, now this is the mitzvah on the father, so it's the mitzvah on the son, so it's a didn't grow. Although I could have imagined the mitzvah on the father, maybe the Ben is the Orish mitzvah also. I could have imagined that, but he wants to say the other way around. Anyway, the words maybe to this question, that it, in other words, it's the mitzvah on the son. So the father gets the mela, the mother doesn't get it. But in other words, who would be the next person to come next to Karo? Maybe be the brother. That's what he explains the Chacham. It could be. It could be that's the Shach. Next, there's a din that assumes as putter is chayv in the post, but it's only there's a hamki in the other one. Remember the Gemara condition over here, or the daf later on. The Gemara said Rabbi Yosef used to make the machlokes the chachamim versus Rabbi Yehuda. If the assume is chayv in the mitzvah or not. So Rabbi Yosef was assuming he was blind. First, he made a putter, made a big party for Rabbi Yehuda because he said he's putter, and he made a party for Rabbi Yehuda. They made a party for chachamim say that you are chayiv, and Rabbi Yehuda says you are putter. First, he made a party for a putter, for Rabbi Yehuda. He said, I'm putter, I'm doing mitzvahs anyway. Look at that, I get bigger scar because I'm so happy Rabbi Yehuda makes me putter. Then he found out that really if he passed like a chachamim, he made a party for them anyway because the principle of go to Mitzvah Va'osem and Mishayna Mitzvah Va'osem. Surprisingly, there's even more sky if you're chai than if you're putter. There's more sky if you're the greatest sky allocated to Makadosh Baruch Hu if you're chai than if you're putter. Why is that the case? I'll take a quick tangent, but it's three quick sheets, just so you should know them. Close and great for Christ is a tremendous amount of, you know, fear and nervousness and concern that goes in if you're high, it's a serious thing. So all that trepidation and all that, you know, paranoia is strong of it. But all of that concern and nervousness that goes to the mitzvah gets hard for that. The Ritz has a different shot, the Ritz writes that because the greater the Yetzirah, the greater the Yetzirah, the greater the Yetzirah. When you're commanded in the mitzvah, the greater the Yetzirah. The Lamashal, the parents make a clean your room, you have more of the Yetzirah not to do with it if your room's really dirty. Yeah, that's what the Ritz writes. Then there's unbelievable sheet of the Ran has been drushes around the Ran writes, something I think is just so brilliant. Difficult to imagine when anyone would disagree after this, but by whether it was a second. The Ran writes, you want to know why you get more scar when you're mitzvah? Because God cares about being mitzvah more. God cares enough to make you chayv. God made you chayv, I think he really cares about things he doesn't really care about. He didn't make you chayv, he just said, it's a bonus. And therefore, Chiyuvim, God gives you more scar. Why? Because that intrinsically be more value. But things that are chomra, God doesn't care as much about. That's why he didn't say do what he said. You want to, you can do it. Why does anyone else disagree with that? It makes so much sense. Machar, Tashkaf, the point about whether or not you get scar from mitzvahs for their intrinsic value, or like Lefum Tzara Azra, the more work you do, according to Mitzvah Kosis, the more work you do, the more toil you do, the greater the Yitzhara, the more you are. Anyway, that's all a side point, but if you would believe that Suma is Pachar from Mitzvahs, like Rabbi Yehuda, so would Suma be Chayiv in his son's bris or not? If the Mitzvah is on the father, what would you say? No, he'd be Pachar, just like he's Pachar from all other Mitzvahs. But the Mitzvah is on the son, so the son can see, the son, the regular opinion, gets transferred to the father, automatically maybe that'd be another nafkamin as well. If anyone's interested more nafkamin, the Minchas Chenech has to do one or two others that I mentioned. I think he said according to the Shah, who believes there's no shlichos, doesn't explain why. In other words, let's say, There's a few more minutes than that, but here's a major question, again, just to tie it together in terms of the methodological structure. If the father's tithe, the son's bris milah, who's the spotlight on? Is it really on the father, or is it really on the son? But technically, you can't do it, so it gets passed to the father. And again, textually, we found it relating back to the way the Brice is presented to the way the Mishnah is presented. And may even go back to the Psukim as the Alter Rebbe Lubavitch, the Adam Lubavitch says. And the many, many Nafkaminas, not just conceptually, like how to learn the tour of why does it not write Oso below Osa and not just the Mishnah on Brahma, but maybe whether or not there's Shlichos, maybe whether or not who has priority on the Mitzvos, maybe the interesting sheet of the Chacham Tzvi, and this Chakir is very, very relevant in terms of Halach Lamais as well, in terms of interpreting this particular Gemara, but so below, so as well as understanding the depth of Torah and many other levels of value as well. Yishkoach.